Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
How are things?
Things are great.
Yeah, lots to look back on in Throwback Thursday.
My favourite day of the
week. Yeah,
I must say.
Well, apart from the fact that it ages me every Thursday afternoon, but we're talking about this. I'm going
down south, I'm going to have myself a time. Fantastic TV show for some people. 27 years when this first aired on television, the 13th of August, 97. South Park came into our lives. A TV show some people love, some people hate.
I was in the latter now.
Were you? Okay.
I wasn't a big fan. Never get into it.
It was kind of like the Rude Simpsons, for those who don't know. It followed four boys who just got up to mischief around their town in Colorado. It was all, it was an animated sitcom. And it started off as a short film and then grew into a very successful TV show. Started in 1997 and 328 episodes later, it's just been renewed up until 2027. So clearly people are watching it.
Yeah, more than others than me. It's funny, I would have said it was knocking around a lot longer than 97 though.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
But no, 27 years, I mean...
Still going, so that's a great success
story.
Still going
just about. Lots of criticism along the way, race issues, religious issues. However, it's still on television.
There you go. Left-handers.
Yeah, an interesting one. Let's go back 32 years, the 13th of August, 1992, when Left-Handers united. this was the beginning of International Left-Hand Day. It's estimated about 10% of the world's population are left-handed. And for many years, there was people kind of pushing this Left-Handers Club, campaigning for more products designed for left-handed people. And so became International Left-Hander Day on the 13th of August every year. So 32 years it's been going now.
Okay. Again, a fairly recent campaign, we should say.
Yeah, only
92.
Yeah, not that long ago, 32 years ago. And I guess they're raising awareness for the struggles that left-handed people have every
struggle,
day.
The real struggles. I'm sure some of our Lunchtime Live left-hander listeners will get in touch to tell us about the struggles.
Well, I'm a right-hander, but I know some left-handers who struggle with scissors. That
oh,
is the
really?
Thing. Yeah. Left-handed scissors.
Yeah. Probably makes sense. What's next on your list?
4 years we're going back to the beginning of the TV show Ted Lasso. The 14th of August 2020 is when this American sports comedy drama came into our lives. Jason Sudeikis is his name. He's the main guy. It started off as kind of a TV commercial for NBC Sport, and then it grew into a full-time TV show, follows an American college football coach who starts training an English soccer team. The hope is that he fails, he doesn't, he succeeds, and it's a massive TV show after winning 61 Emmy Awards.
61, right. And what is it, 3 seasons or so? Is that how many?
Three, I think it is, yes, if I'm correct, over the last 4 years.
Still going strong too. This is one that I think is very recognisable for a lot of our listeners.
Great tune.
Yeah, it is kind of cute, isn't it? Yeah, it's a real childhood nostalgia sort of show for me.
That's exactly what it is. But let's go back 85 years to when that movie, The Wizard of Oz, premiered in Hollywood. It confuses me that it premiered in the summertime because to me, The Wizard of Oz is a Christmas movie. Every Christmas, it's always on the TV. I know there's no...
Funny you say that.
There's no Christmas references in it, but it's very much to me, it feels like a Christmas movie because it's always on. It started off as a fantasy novel. L. Frank Baum was his name. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And it was adapted into the Technicolor fantasy story music that we know, The Wizard of Oz. 85 years is when it came into our lives, all about Dorothy and her trials and tribulations on the Yellowbrick Road about getting back home to Kansas.
The little red sequin shoes, the pumps, that's what I always remember.
Yeah, she had to tap her two heels together to get back.
I would say it's still probably one of the most popular Halloween costumes that you see out and about as well.
You know, you're probably not wrong. Yeah. Halloween and Christmas is when it really comes back to life.
Resurrects all of the time. So that's The Wizard of Oz, 1939. 1969 you're going to next.
Yeah, 55 years, let's go back to something that was billed as the 3 days of peace and music, and that is Woodstock Music and Arts Fair. It started off as a festival. They were only expecting 50,000 people. However, 400,000 people attended Creedence Clearwater Revival. They signed. They were the first act to sign on. And then once they signed, everyone jumped on board. The Who, Jimi Hendrix, The Works. Interesting. Tickets probably cost about the same. I mean, obviously they weren't the same, but when you equate it to now money, tickets for the weekend costing about $200.
Wow.
I guess you're probably paying that now for your average Electric Picnic ticket. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's not far
weekend
off.
Weekend festival too. About £200.
Yeah, so $200 is what it started
sorry,
at.
Sorry, $1.69.
Yeah, if you equate it to now money.
Okay, yeah.
So there you go. I guess back then they didn't go on to Ticketmaster to buy their tickets. They had to do it by mail order. And that's how tickets were sold for this.
Do you not remember when people used to actually queue up outside the record? Well, it was called the record store in Sligo. And people would queue overnight to get their tickets. Like, this is in my recent memory. Well, I remember people queuing for Westlife tickets.
I remember in Dublin here in Stephen's Green, the Ticketmaster booth in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
It was always the big line.
People with their campsite, camp chairs, tents, the works, ready to get whatever tickets.
Do you ever do that?
No, I wouldn't. I'd always wait for
I've never been that passionate about anything that I've queued overnight for.
No, not in the rain, especially in the cold. Absolutely not. But there you go, 55 years ago.
Jay has got in touch. He's not happy with you, by the way,
oh,
right?
Go on.
He says, The Simpsons was groundbreakingly brilliant, while South Park is about as funny as a mass cart, according to Jay. That is actually quite funny. Peter in Dublin says, I was a member of the Left-Handers Club based in Malahide back in the early 90s. Nowadays, there's online sites and Facebook pages with left-handed themes on them as well. So there you go. It's moved on a lot. Lot of great number ones around in this day, this week in history.
Yeah, shall we start in Ireland with this song?
So that was the number one on the 15th of August.
Yeah.
And what, I have to tell you the year?
Tell me the year.
That's fairly recent now.
Okay.
I haven't a clue. I'm totally guessing, but I'm going to say maybe like 2013.
No, 20 years ago, 2004.
Oh.
Ozone were the group. Yeah, slightly off.
Well, that's the worst I've ever had.
Yeah, that was
pretty brutal.
Ozone were the group, a Moldovan Eurodance group. That song, Dragosti Dinti, I'm probably saying it wrong, but translates to Worlds of Love.
Sorry, was that a Eurovision song?
No, but these are a Eurodance group
from
Moldova. A massive song selling millions of records all around the world. But yeah, that was the number one in Ireland on the 15th of August 2004.
This was the number one on this day in the UK.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
I'm going to need help with this because I haven't a clue.
I heard a guess for the crack.
Go on. This is really embarrassing because I know I'm going to be miles off with this. I'm going to say like 82.
Yeah, miles off, absolutely.
74.
1965. It's miles off. You do need help.
Can we dump that? Yeah. Has that got out live? It has, right? Go on.
59 years we're going back. The Beatles help. The title song for the...
I get that so wrong.
Yeah, very wrong. The 1965 film, it was a musical comedy adventure film starring the Beatles themselves. And yeah, a massive song known all around the world. Clearly not by you.
Yeah, also in the UK, this was a... No, not the UK, in the US, actually. Yeah. This was the number one on the 15th of August to the States. Now, this is a tune. It's Brandy, isn't it?
Brandy and Monica, the boy is mine. Yeah, so number one in the US on this day. How many years ago?
That is like... That's kind of around now the 2000s and... 2003 or 2004 era, I'm going to say.
No, it's not. 1998.
What?
26 years, yeah.
It's the worst week I've ever had.
You're not doing great. But it was an R&B track.
Oh, I loved it, yeah.
Brandy
it was
Monica.
A real secondary school tune. Yeah, God, I'm obviously out of secondary school a lot longer than I think. So it wasn't 2004. So 98.
Yeah, 98. Just a song, two women fighting over a man. But it's all about Brandy and Monica, the boy is mine.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million, Kieran, as always, for bringing us on a little trip down memory lane. Kieran will be back with us, of course, next Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.